1 week ago, in fact, exactly 1 week ago, was the celebration of our 45th anniversary. We were celebrating the Immaculate Conception. In the days before that, perhaps the week before that, came into my mind to write a message to the community for the occasion. 45 years is significant, and I thought there should be some kind of a letter from the director or a message from the director. And it came to me pretty strongly that I should do that. I even wrote down a few notes about what I might say in that message in honor of our 45th anniversary. Well, life being the way it is, I couldn't get to it. So many other things crowded out that good idea. And I still have the notes, but I couldn't ever write anything. And now it's it's fully a week later, so I said, oh, it's really too late for the 45th anniversary. That experience came back to my mind today because of today's readings, partly because it's an experience of poverty. We all have limitations, and we have to accept them. We can't do everything on our list. We can't do all the things we want to do. We can't even do all the things it seems the Lord wants us to do, it seems. And as I reflected on it, I said, well, maybe that idea of writing a message, maybe it did come from the Holy Spirit, but maybe it was only for me. Maybe I was supposed to write that message in my own heart. It has nothing to do with a letter to the community. Today's readings are strikingly unaware readings. They address the spirit of poverty. In today's first reading from the prophet Zephaniah, there's one of the classic Old Testament descriptions of the poor. Zephaniah chapter 3. The Lord speaks about humbling the proud. And then he says, but I will leave as a remnant in your midst a people humble and lowly, who shall take refuge in the name of the Lord, the remnant of Israel. That description, I didn't have a chance to look it up in the Hebrew Bible, but I think the word anawim is right there. A people humble and lowly, who shall take refuge in the name of the Lord, the remnant of Israel. That's the anawim people, people who are lowly, people who are living in dependence on God. That's the kind of poverty of spirit that our spirituality aims toward. So that's one of the indications that one of the passages in this today's liturgy that brought back to my mind the idea of writing to the poor. We are the poor. Well, then today's psalm is another classic. The response, the Lord hears the cry of the poor. The Lord hears, we said it again and again. The Lord hears the cry of the poor. The Lord has a special attentiveness to those who are ready to cry out to him, or those who acknowledge their need for him, those who are poor in spirit. When the poor one called out, the Lord heard, and from all his distress, he saved him. What does this have to do with today's gospel? Today's gospel is Jesus' parable of the two sons, one who says no, but then does the Father's will, and the other one who says yes and doesn't do the Father's will. Well, applying this idea of poverty of spirit, we can see that the son who said no and then changed his mind humbled himself. He he accepted the poverty of his bad first reaction. He acknowledged that what he said was the wrong answer. And so he was willing to change. Even if he does look bad, at least he's obedient to his father. He's the poor one. The other one, the one who said yes, the one who looked like he was very obedient, was not genuinely obedient. He just looked like it. He just said the right words, but his life did not correspond to his words. Jesus says these two sons represent two categories of people. The one who said no but changed his mind, the tax collectors and the prostitutes, the sinners. Well, everybody's a sinner, so that doesn't count. Meaning the sinners who repent, that's the category. Sinners who repent, who change their minds, who return to obedience. That's one category. The other category is the chief priests and the scribes, who are also sinners, but they don't admit it. They say they are faithful, but they don't change their ways. They won't listen to John the Baptist. They won't repent. They won't accept the preparation that's needed for the coming of the Messiah, and so they're not ready. Well, the Anoim, the poor of God, are in the first category, in the category of the tax collectors and the prostitutes. That's us. We're the tax collectors and the prostitutes. We're the sinners. We are the ones who need the mercy of God. And we accept that. We have our limitations, we have our sins, we have our needs. But we put our trust in God. We live in independence on God. We take refuge in the name of the Lord. We admit we're a remnant. And that's our glory. That's our salvation. When the psalm says the Lord hears the cry of the poor, it doesn't mean that the Lord doesn't hear the cry of anybody else. The Lord hears the cry of everyone, but it's only the poor who really cry. Those who are full of self-confidence or in self-righteousness, they don't cry out to God. Their prayer is just words. There isn't anything for the Lord to hear. The Lord hears what is in the heart. And in the heart of the poor is humble acknowledgement of sin, there's contrition, and there's also praise of God. Thank you, Lord, because you hear the cry of the poor. Thank you, Lord, that you look on your lowly servant. This is the same cry that's in the heart of Mary, who's not a sinner, but she's poor. Last week, exactly 1 week ago, we celebrated her Immaculate Conception. She doesn't fit into either of the categories of these two sons. She neither said no and then changed her mind, nor did she say yes and not do it. She said yes and she lived yes. That's why we honor her, immaculate. But she's poor. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant, on his poor handmaid. So we're taking we can't claim to be in the immaculate category, but we can make the same claim as Mary. The Lord hears the cry of the poor. The Lord looks on those who are lowly, those who are willing to depend on him. It's a necessary Advent instruction. So let us acknowledge our poverty. Let us welcome the truth of our poverty and rejoice that the Lord looks with love on his poor ones.